The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. There were almost 2 new podcasts launched every minute last year. Spotify has grown the most in real terms, though the amount of plays through the iHeartRadio app has doubled over the last year. That's according to Chartable, who's just released a set of data covering the last 12 months. Megaphone hosts more popular podcasts than anyone else, the data also shows, by some margin. Amazon Music has launched podcasts in Canada. If you're not there, you can submit yours at amazon.com/podnews. A Media Radar study says that ad spend on podcasts was up 11% year-on-year in quarter 4, 2020. The top 5 podcast producers, NPR, iHeartRadio, Barstool Sports, Wondery and The Daily Wire, all collectively captured a third of all podcast ad revenue. iHeartRadio is still the number one podcaster, according to Podtrac's January data. The company leads NPR for both US unique monthly audience and global streams and downloads. Here's what else you need to know today. The Daily remains the US's most popular podcast. It's an incomplete ranker and measures participating publishers only. Acast has quietly released a new logo. You'll see it on our website. They're a gold supporter. Top 5 podcast app Podcast Addict is rolling out full support of the new RSS person tag. We like their screenshot if you go and have a look at their announcement. The Infinite Dial 2021, Edison Research's data about media consumption, is now accepting registrations for their webinar. It's the most quoted data for podcast consumption in the US. SiriusXM has published their annual report. Their Pandora business, which includes AdsWiz, Stitcher and Simplecast, saw a 1% drop in ad revenue in 2020 and a drop of 2% for subscriber revenue. Radio Days Asia has published their program for their virtual conference in March. There's a number of podcasting sessions, including a panel session from Australia and speakers from across Southeast Asia, and this bloke speaking right now. Law and Crime Network, which runs a TV channel, is to launch a podcast network, True Crime, of course. And Matt Deegan says that Clubhouse isn't about audio. He says, at its worst, I'd say the content is basically the annoying self-promoters from LinkedIn given a microphone to talk to their echo chamber, before saying it's also a good place for like-minded people to chat. And in podcast news, back for a new season, Gimlet and Spotify's Resistance tells the story of Keith Davis Jr. in prison for 2015 for crimes he says he didn't do. The show focuses on his enduring relationship with his partner. Earshot Strategies in the UK has produced its first own branded podcast, the Success and Ideas podcast. The Office Deep Dive is a new behind-the-scenes podcast about The Office, presented by Brian Baumgartner. It's new from iHeartRadio. Positively Gam, an upcoming podcast from Adrienne Banfield Norris and Art 19, has announced its upcoming guests. Switched On Pop has joined New York Magazine's Vulture. It signed with Vox Media 2 years ago. How to Grow a Pod is an accompaniment podcast to a new book, How to Start and Grow a Successful Podcast. It contains many of the interviews in the book, from Ira Glass to George the Poet. And WordPress, beloved of many podcasters, now has a fortnightly podcast, WP Briefing. Includes a guide to upcoming releases, a guest to talk about a topic important to the WordPress community, and 270 comments that AscuMet caught for you. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe for all the links at podnews.net.